destination, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Thinking that Gorg's fleet has returned to Venus, Rocky and the others search for the missing Anne and Yan. Unbeknown to them, hundreds of Venusian troopships speed across space toward Earth. Meanwhile, Rocky finds Yan's space fighter. Carefully, he edges the blue streak close to the crippled fighter, reduces speed, and flies alongside. Donning their outer spacesuits, he and Mitch clamber aboard. As they enter the control cabin of the fighter, Mitch says,
"I got an awful feel in my stomach that they're dead, Rock. They must be, or they would have met us."
"Great Scott!
What's wrong?"
"They're not here. They're not aboard the ship."
"Oh, well, maybe they went for a Not here?"
"No."
"Well, look, Rocky, they must be someplace."
"All right, Mitch, look around the cabin for yourself."
"But eagle and grasshoppers, they couldn't have vanished."
"All right, then where are they?"
"Oh, it's crummy. You just can't vanish out here in space."
"No, and yet they're not aboard their ship. Unless they..."
"Finish it, Rocky."
"Oh, it's crazy."
"Yeah, well, I know what you was going to say. Unless they've fallen off the fighter."
"Well, I suppose it could happen."
"Yeah, I figure you're right, Bill. They must have gone outside to inspect the damage and slipped off somehow. But boy, this is worse than finding them dead. They float out there till their oxygen supplies gives out and then suffocate."
"Yes, that's right."
"Well, come on, let's scram a look for them, huh? We might be able to pick them up before their oxygen gives out." "Rocky, wake up. What are you doing?"
"Having a look around the cabin."
"Oh, look, you don't expect them to be hiding in a cupboard, do you? Let's go back to Marlin the Blue Streak. I want to get out of this space suit. It's uncomfortable."
"Wait a minute.
Hey, what's getting in here?"
"This writing on the panel. Look, see?"
"Oh, yeah. You say, that's Anne's writing."
"Certainly looks like it."
"Yeah.
She's used her lipstick, too. Listen to this. Being attacked by someone from..."
"Well, go on, go on."
"Well, that's all."
"Being attacked, but by who?"
"Well, that's a big mystery. Who?"
"Rocky, ain't that another word there? Look, ain't that squiggle thing?"
"Oh, yeah.
First letter looks... it looks like an I."
"The next one could be an M."
"Yeah.
Mitch, you're right. It's the beginning of a word. I wonder what it was going to be."
"I guess as good as anybody. Somebody must have grabbed her while she was writing.
Someone who didn't understand English, otherwise they would have wiped those words out. Now, what the deuce does that in stand for?"
"Oh, ask me something easy. All I know is they ain't dead."
"Well, they weren't there when she wrote that message anyway."
"Oh, boy, this makes..." "Say, Rocky, maybe she wrote that during the scrap with Gorg's fleet, huh?"
"I have a hunch that she didn't, Mitch."
"Well, what's happened to them?"
"They've been taken prisoner by Gorg's men."
"Oh, for the screwy idea."
"Now, that's it, Mitch. After their ship was damaged, it dropped out of the fight. Later, one of Gorg's ships spotted them out here. The crew climbed aboard just the same as we did and took them prisoner."
"Hold your horses, boy. Relax. Somebody would have seen it."
"Everyone was far too busy looking after themselves to worry about anyone else."
"Could be, could be. The only thing that worries me is that there's no sign of a fight in here. And I figure Anne and Yan would have fought like tigers to beat off Gorg's mob."
"Well, maybe they were hurt and not able to resist. By gosh, Mitch, that's what happened,
huh?
I know what that message is now. Being attacked by someone from Invasion Fleet."
"You're right. Pity help him when Gorg gets his hands on him."
"All right, come on. Let's go back to Mama. She'll be wondering where we are. We'll tell her the news, and then it's flat out for Venus and Gorg."
"Must we have that loudspeaker on? That noise irritates me."
"I am awaiting news of my fleet."
"But they reported to you only a few minutes ago."
"Leave it on, nevertheless. You never know when they may call me. There are only 72 hours flying time from Earth's atmosphere. Think of it, yo. Very soon they will divide and send their guide bombs raining down on the cities of Earth."
"Can you imagine the slaughter and destruction,
Zion?" "Well, the Earthlings deserve it, the imbeciles. I gave them their chance to survive, but they preferred to fight on and defy me. They shall pay for their defiance. Their buildings shall topple in the dust, and they shall acknowledge me as king."
"Sire, the Earth is ours."
"Oh, yo. So you have no doubt.
chance at luck. Not one, sire, it shall come to pass, as you have always said.
This is a change for you. Before, you could always find some flaw in my plan.
Well, my only worry was that one Rocky Star, he's been a thorn in our side.
Not anymore.
I'm sure he would still try to interfere if he knew what was happening.
But he does not know.
No, sire. He swallowed your bait and fell into your trap.
I suppose when he saw our fleet turn and head for home, he thought he had won.
The idiot! As if he would defeat me!
Invasion fleet still headed for
him. There they are again, sire. They've been trying to contact him for days.
I wonder whether he and the Blue Streak were destroyed during the battle.
None of our pilots have mentioned it. And I'm sure they would have had they shot up the Blue Streak.
Yes, I suppose so. Go turn off that loudspeaker. I am tired of that whining voice.
Very well, sire. A few of our bombers will quiet them. I wish we could be there, sire.
So do I. Can you imagine the feelings of the Earthlings as our spaceships roar closer and closer? They will not be able to do a thing to stop them.
General, those spaceships are less than 70 hours away from our world.
Your calculation's correct.
As accurate as it was possible for them to be. Professor Vernon and I checked them over twice.
Say, who's this Vernon?
He built the Blue Streak, remember? His daughter is a member of the crew.
Oh, yeah. You reckon that they're less than 70 hours flying time away from us, eh?
Yes.
Good.
You don't seem to realize that shortly they will be blasting us with atomic and hydrogen bombs.
See, this telescope you have at Mount Palomar is sure some instrument, Doctor. I never dreamed that one day I'd be standing here watching the invasion of Earth.
You must stop those ships from reaching us.
What with a bow and arrow?
Oh, General, surely we have some defenses.
Sure.
Then use them. You heard that Gorg individual? He boasted in his broadcast that millions of us will die within a few minutes of the invasion.
Yeah, this instrument certainly brings them spaceships close.
But, General, you must save us from the Venusians. Do you hear?
How big did you say this eyepiece is?
400 inches. But that has nothing whatsoever to...
200 inches, eh? Must have taken quite a year or two to build. I understand it's made of pyrite.
General, listen to me. Our world is in grave danger. Peoples are living in terror. You must save us.
Keep trying, Johnson. And don't fail it.
General, Rocket Star can't help us now. Gorg has beaten
him. If we can get hold of him, he might be able to do something even now.
It is too late. Too late.
He's still our best defense. Better fight outside our Earth and on it.
But he might never hear your message.
I'll give him another 12 hours. If we don't contact him by then we'll have to do something from our end.
Yeah, well, Rocky boy, you can talk to all the endless space. But I figure Ann and Yan have fallen off of the ship.
And I say the Gorg has a
daughter floating out in space, I tell you. Can't you get it into that thick red head of yours?
Listen, my ship, calm down.
Calm down, he says. Hey, why don't you look things in the face?
Well, listen, tell me, why do you think I'm wrong?
Things I've been telling you both for the last hour or so. That message was written during the space battle when they was being attacked by Gorg's fighters.
Ah, Mitch, it's no use arguing with you. Marla, turn on the radio and see if anyone wants us.
I'll leave it off. No one will need it. Some peace for the last couple of hours without that spitting and snarling radio.
Take no notice of him.
Quit trying to change the subject. Who are they asking? I'll be quiet. Look, let's look for Ann and you, huh? They're lost out in space someplace.
Earth to Blue Streak. Earth to Blue Streak.
Oh, Marla, turn that receiver.
Wait a minute. Might be something new.
Dolly Moore, congratulations.
Earth to Blue Streak. Urgent message for you.
What was that?
Urgent message for
nothing important.
How do you know? You won't even listen.
Look, why should we, Rocky? Ain't in no danger, and Ann is.
Mitch, be quiet.
Yeah?
Be quiet.
Headed for Southern Hemisphere, flying same course as before. Can you help? I will repeat that message. Part of invasion...
God! What's the matter with that punk? Them ships are on the way back to Venus.
Evidently, they're not, Mitch.
Can you help?
They've been sighted from Mount Palomar.
Look, boy, don't give me that. We saw him headed for Venus, remember? Oh, a fool.
I'm the biggest.
Well, you can say that again. Look, Han and Yan...
Gord made a complete fool out of me. I fell for the oldest trick known. His fleet didn't go back to Venus at all. Only part of it did.
Huh?
They split up, and later one half headed for Earth.
Oh, hold on to your pants, pal. Them guys on Earth might be seeing things.
No, they're not, Mitch, unfortunately. That new telescope at Mount Palomar would pick up those ships quite easily. Oh, Mitch, kick me, will you?
If you insist.
Wait a minute. I haven't been as clever as I thought.
Well, it's too late to do anything now.
Yeah, we've got to do something. Muller, call up our fighters, give them the latest news, and tell them to follow me.
What's cooking?
We're setting out after Gorg's fleet. We've got to stop them.
Within a few seconds, the blue streak and the fighters increased their speed to a fantastic degree and rocket across space in pursuit of Gorg's ship. And where are Yan and Ann? Are they Gorg's prisoners or lost out in space? For thrills and drama, don't miss the next spellbinding episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.